This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Daniel, we got an echo. Daniel, we got an echo. All right, good. All right, so, yeah, we definitely don't want to echo this one. Okay, we're going to talk about, that was pretty ironic, women and faking their orgasms. Yeah, there was a study that came out years ago saying 80% of women have faked it at least once. And the average woman that read that study was like, only 80%? And again, this isn't, this, you know, guys don't like it when women talk about this. But something that I think almost every woman has done at least once. It's just something you do, and there's a lot of reasons for it, and it has nothing to do with what you think. Okay, you know, in fact, when we're done with this segment, you'll actually feel bad for us ladies, and actually suggest that we fake it more often. It's kind of an embarrassing thing, you know, for women to talk about if they've ever had to fake it. And it's also kind of taken as an insult to the partner because they're like, okay, well, gosh, you know, they're admitting, you know, that they had to. I faked it. I tell you, when I faked it, it's my husband knows. I was a resident, or was I a medical student? I was on call, and I would split call because me and my co-resident, we just had it down. I mean, we could do 13 admits like nothing. And so what we decided to do, because I was newly married and, you know, he had a girlfriend, is what we decided to do was split up the call, right? You know, so we could kind of, you know, go home, do whatever. But then I felt guilty and I felt nervous. I'm like, oh gosh, I got to get back. And if it's like not, it's taken forever. I'm like, okay, you know what? Okay, yay, I did it. I'm done. I got to go back to the hospital. And so, you know, it happens. And so, you know, we decided, you know, hubby and I, to maybe, you know, not do call nights, right, as the, you know, as the, you know, time to celebrate our anniversary or birthday or anything like that. Okay, so, why do women fake? All right. Well, I don't know about you guys, all right? But, or shall we say, men in general. And then again, we're talking about it could be any sort of heterosexual, homosexual interaction, whatever. A lot of women like to, like, nest, okay? Our home life is really important. It comes first, believe it or not, okay? And we want to make sure everything's copacetic and everything's good. So failure is not an option. And so if you're having sex and you're like, okay, it's not going to happen, you're like, well, I don't want, you know, I don't want it to end negatively because sex is supposed to be positive. So you will act like it ended like perfectly. This way you guys can move on. Everything's fine. And you don't care if you couldn't climax. You know, a lot of people don't realize sometimes you can only climax a couple times a week. You know, this, you know, being able to do it 3-4 times a day. Yeah, that, you know, is when you're younger. But when you're older, you have a refractory period. Guys have this too. And so a lot of guys fake it also, by the way. A lot of guys fake it. I know. That's unfortunately, yeah. Yeah, that's because of my inadequacies. But where was I with that? But failure's not an option. And so, you know, if you're nesting and you want the home to be a positive place, you're gonna act like it works, right? Next is we like positive reinforcement, okay? I don't know if it's the mommy instincts we have or whatever, but we want our partner to feel that having sex is a good thing. So if I want, let's say, Corey to sleep with me again, I am going to want him to feel like, you know, that was like the best thing in my life, right? So, which it is. like I said, all that stuff happened earlier. So you want to make, make the act feel like, it all came out positive. And the positive reinforcement then hopefully invites more sex your way. Another reason why a lot of women will fake it is because they just can't climax. That's just something they can't do. You have a certain select group of women that just can't orgasm. And so we recommend that they see a gynecologist. Sometimes, we need to figure out what's going on. Is it a lubrication issue? Is it a hormone issue? Is it a, a fibroid issue? Maybe they have pain. Maybe they have certain issues anatomically that could be, preventing it. But then you have some that will only be able to climax during a self session, but not during penetrating sex. And, for those of you that aren't really aware of the anatomy, penetrating sex usually isn't as effective as other sort of stimulation, which we're not going to talk about since kind of a kid-friendly show. And so if partners don't convey this or talk to each other about this, then unfortunately, a lot of people are having sex and they're there going, okay, this isn't working. And so, there has to be that variety. There has to be, some choreography. And unless that's explained and discussed, one partner may just never enjoy themselves. Okay? So that's an issue. Another thing is a lot of women feel defected if they can't climax. And so they had a good sexual experience, right? The partner seems like they're having fun and whatever. And then you feel like there's something wrong with you and you want to hide that. A lot of us women, we really know how to hide our crazy. Okay, and we know how to hide a lot of stuff. We got our spanks, right? We try to hide the in-laws, for as long as we can. So when it comes to, I can't have a successful sexual experience, a lot of us women will think we have to hide that. And so that's another thing that could be, coming on, happening. I don't know if you guys remember, there was a study last week or a couple weeks ago that said if you are having trouble climaxing, start making more sounds. And the more vocal you are, because everybody's trying to be quiet because the kids or the neighbors or whatever, but the more vocal you are, the easier it is for an orgasm to come. So the only problem is if you're loud for a while and you're stressed that it's not happening, sometimes you're like, okay, I finished. And so sometimes you accidentally fake it because you were trying and then you got embarrassed and you thought about it. And then there's some of us where we just got better things to do. It's like, partner wanted sex. We were like, we're not really in the mood, but okay, fine. And you're doing it. And then you're like, okay, I got to watch Netflix or, I got to go to work or, I got to go hit the sale or something like that. So that's kind of the breakdown. All right. And as you can see, it has nothing to do with our partners. Okay. So it just happens. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out. out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, that bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Poor Daniel has to listen to the show. Big thanks to Daniel, who puts up with me almost every day, working the dials, and GCN Network for making the show happen. Again, we cover everything on the show. We just do. It's just kind of what we have to do. These are the most common questions asked, and we will we'll get business done. All right, so lots to talk about here. Did you guys know that there were three mass shooting plots that were stopped and foiled by authorities that might have happened over the last few days? Tips from the public aided in three arrests. Good job, guys. In Connecticut, Florida, and Ohio. So a bunch of arrests happened between Thursday and Friday. Police in each case said all the men were young, in their 20s, white, and they had posted online or sent text messages with threats of committing mass shootings. This is according to USA Today. Now, in Connecticut, there was a Brandon Waugshaw, 22 years old, of Norwalk, Connecticut. And he was arrested on 4 counts of illegal possession of large capacity magazines. He was arrested, I believe they have stricken laws there too. I'm not sure how he got a hold of these. But he was arrested after a joint investigation from Norwalk police and the FBI was opened after federal authorities received a tip that he was allegedly trying to buy these capacity rifle magazines out of state. He purchased rifle parts online to build his own weapon and had posted on Facebook showing his interest in committing a mass shooting. See that? Who was it that said that the younger mass shooters will usually be vocal about it? I mean, yeah, you can't, you know, bet on that and you know, rely on that. But it's a very fascinating, you know, psychological act to want to publicize you doing something before you do it when you're doing something highly illegal. So anyway, yeah, he, you know, was bragging online, I guess. So when executing a search warrant, police found 2 guns registered to Waukesha's father, multiple rounds of ammunition, body armor, and other tactical equipment. Now in Florida, the Volusia County Sheriff's Office said Tristan Scott Wicks, 25 years old, of Daytona Beach, was arrested because he was making threats to commit a mass shooting. Sheriff's deputies began investigating that they were alerted to multiple texts he had sent with his plans to commit this shooting. Now, we don't know where he sent the text messages. But apparently, one text message was, a school is a weak target. I'd be more likely to open fire on a large crowd of people from over 3 miles away. I'd want to break a world record for longest confirmed kill ever. That was one of his texts. Another text allegedly read, but a good 100 kills would be nice. I already have a location. And then he had the laugh, cry face emoji. Is that bad? Who is he texting this to? Now, Wicks doesn't own firearms, but he was fascinated with mass shootings. And so you see his arrest. Then in Ohio, you had James Reardon, 20 years old. There was a tip about an online video where the man identified himself as a shooter at a Jewish community center. But the incident didn't happen yet. You see, what these people are doing is, you know, sending out the story before it happens because they don't think the story's going to go out when it does. Or they may not, you know, do the act and they, you know, are almost kind of committing themselves to it. And so Reardon, I guess, was planning to shoot up a Jewish community center, allegedly. He was arrested Friday on charges of telecommunications harassment and aggravated menacing. There was a video post on Instagram, and it tagged the Jewish community center of Youngstown. So when you do Instagram and you post a picture or a video, you could tag locations that you are connecting to that picture or image. So when you tag a Jewish community center to a shooting thing, that obviously is a big red flag. So a search warrant was executed at Reardon's parents' home the same day. The police got the tip. Reardon was arrested without incidents, and police had rounds of ammunition, semiotic weapons, and anti-Semitic information was found. So that's just 3 cases. I mean, kudos to first responders, police, people, you know, calling in on these tips. But we have a huge problem in this country. I mean, we have some real sick, psychotic people. And again, this is all alleged, but what is very, very perplexing is how much jail time do these people get? So, like, the charges of menacing and online harassment. The one that was fascinated with mass shootings, right? Is that what he was arrested on? How much, how much jail time do you get? Are you going to be put away for life? Well, probably not, because that's, you know, the crime wasn't committed. But you have somebody here, you have 3 people here, but you have people that are obviously sick. And you'll have some doves out there go, okay, well, let's give them therapy, let's treat them, and let's get them back into society. You have others, more hawks, going, okay, he already proved that he can't be among us. But, you know, he didn't do the crime yet. I mean, I'm glad we caught them. I'm glad we stopped this. But I am dying to know what exactly is the, what are the next steps? If he does his time and does his community service and goes through the therapy, is he good? Are you comfortable with him being among us in society? He could buy things online, put together their own weapons. You know, so the problem we have is, you know, if somebody, you know, commits a misdemeanor or a minor felony and, you know, does their time and they're back out there, and then they do the crime, like one of the shooters had a history. Well, look at Jeffrey Epstein. He had a pedophile history, allegedly, on his rap sheet. But he, and everybody's kind of going after the prosecutor, you know, or the attorney on what, letting him back out there. The problem is, I mean, you know, just because somebody has a thought of it, or somebody says something stupid, or thinks they're funny, or puts something online, doesn't mean they get put away for life. So, law enforcement has a huge problem on their hands. And we don't have the manpower to watch somebody for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. Did you guys see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood? I just saw that. It was the Brad Pitt, Leonardo DiCaprio movie where they kind of go back in time with the murder of Sharon Tate and her friends by, you know, Charles Manson's gang. And, you know, when you watch this, you go, okay, there's a lot of crazy people, or there's a lot of steps leading up to this. You know, how could people not see it? How could people not see it? Well, you know, here we are in this day and age with people that were arrested, and we could see it. If we're going to predict a mass shooting to happen, we would probably think one of these three people could do it. Okay, so what do you do? Well, we'll ban them from ever owning a weapon. Okay, that helps. You know, I mean, the average person will get the weapon illegally. Most of these mass shootings that happened occur to people who didn't own their gun. Okay, so then what? Do we have a tail on them 24/7? Do we not allow them to buy a pressure cooker or a rice maker? What was that, a rice maker? Right? Somebody left two rice makers in a subway? Rice cooker? Yeah, you know, what do we prevent them from buying? So, if we can't stop these individual people, and we did a great job of it, but if we can't stop everybody, and you have people fascinated by these mass shootings, we need to play some defense. Because we're really restricted in what offense we could do. You can't lock these people up for life. I don't believe so. You can't, you know, hope that whatever therapy or whatever medication they take will work for life. So we need to then play defense on the other end. We need to have one hell of security systems. We need to have people able to be aware and take, you know, shooters down. We need to have, you know, bulletproof, you know, areas within schools where kids could hide. We need, you know, as a parent, I'd like to be down there and kick some butt. So, how do we play defense with this? 1-877-DUCK-DIALING, don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The man suspected of shooting and wounding six Philadelphia police officers last week during an hours-long standoff that began when they were trying to serve a drug warrant on him is now facing multiple charges of attempted murder. 36-year-old Maurice Hill allegedly fired more than 100 rounds with an AR-15-style rifle and a handgun during that shooting incident that ended up leading to an eight-hour barricade situation. A new survey of economists out today finds that 70% of them believe the economy is headed for a recession within the next 2 years. Top White House economist Larry Kudlow says it's not going to happen, although a reporter reminded him he said the same thing back in 2007.
This is not then. Our banks are well capitalized. Our financial system's in very good shape.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so the Trump administration is playing defense because, you know, people are talking about an impending recession. And, you know, I'm just as guilty for doing that. I personally think Trump has done an amazing job for our economy. I think our economy is very, very strong. But, you know, the writing is on the wall as things become more automated, as these big, huge shopping centers, you know, look empty many times because people are shopping online. You know, older people moving out of their single-family residence and not a lot of millennials buying homes these days. And so, you know, we have this trifecta of a possible recession coming. And I have predicted that the next presidential administration, whether it's Trump's second term or whether it's a Democrat in office, will be the one seeing it. All right? Right now, we're in a great, we're looking really good. We're doing really well. But I just, even in my town, I see some things really, really changing. I see a lot of apartments growing. Not a lot of, you know, shifting with the homes, but more with the apartments. And, you know, having any sort of commercial or real estate glut, home residential glut, not good. So, I guess somebody had brought up, I don't know if it was the Wall Street Journal, that RV sales are slipping. And when RV sales slip, that's a sign of a recession. No, I just think RVs, you know, we had an RV. It was a pain in the butt cleaning it, traveling with it, you know, and when flights, if, you know, we had, you know, some decent funds and we were able to take a flight, we took a flight. So, you know, RV sales dropping apparently is an indicator to some economists. To me, you know, I'm not worried yet, but we are going to have another recession. I mean, every decade, almost every decade, there's some sort of recession. So after we got out of the whole Obama years, you know, economy improved. But then what goes up must come down. But Walmart is who I like to watch. It's not the RVs. It's not what's going on with China. I like to watch Walmart. And what happens with Walmart, to me, predicts things to come. Right? That's just me. And I guess Walmart has boasted a really good second quarter. Now, why? Is it because people are spending more money? Is it because they got a lot of the cool stuff? They go, no. It was automation. They had robot associates. So Walmart reported second quarter earnings that beat expectations by 37% increase in e-commerce sales. Their revenue of $129.39 billion was still below, I guess, what people expected, but it was still pretty big. And they are using robot floor cleaners, fast unloaders, and using more automation. Walmart talked about the significance of automation in an April post on its corporate site. They said smart assistants, which is what they call them, as opposed to humans, not smart. I know that's not what they're saying, but, you know, it's like if I dial a phone, it's not a smartphone. But if the phone can dial itself, it's a smartphone. I get that. I'm stupid. Smart assistants have huge potential to make busy stores run more smoothly. So Walmart has been pioneering new technologies to minimize the time an associate spends on the more mundane and repetitive tasks like cleaning floors or checking inventory on a shelf. Now, remember, that's what Walmart has to do from a PR standpoint. Walmart has to say that these robots are not replacing workers. What they're saying is that it allows a Walmart staff person to be available to answer your questions. Now, I could be wrong, and, you know, every now and then I'll go into Walmart or Target, not as often anymore because I shop online, but I can never find a sales associate. You know how many times I'm at Target and there'll be somebody wearing a red shirt and I'll go up to them and they'll go, but I don't work here. And I am looking around for somebody with a tag and I can't find the person. Now, you could say, well, maybe they're busy or maybe, you know, they needed associates up at the counters. But, no, I really think there are less associates. So Bank of America says Walmart got some help from the healthy state of lower income consumers, given the low unemployment rate, the e-commerce business, and the continued strength in general merchandise and fresh food. So their stock jumped and, they seem to be doing well. But again, they're not, you know, sugarcoating it. They credit a lot of their automation. Now, Target, you know, one of Walmart's biggest competitors, Target is still holding strong. And one thing that helped Walmart is Walmart, you know, sold food. You know, a lot of us are lazy. If we look at the psychology of shopping, if we're going to actually get out in the heat or get out in the snow to go into a store, we just want to go to one store to do it all. And so when Walmart started to open up the ability to get groceries, Target did. The problem is Target never had as much of a selection. But I got to tell you, when I send my son to go grocery shopping, he'll like go to Target as opposed to a grocery store. So now, you know, we start to worry about grocery stores. You know, how are they going to compete with Target and Walmart? So Target now is launching a new brand called Good and Gather. And they have more than 2,000 food items. They're going to sell their own milk, eggs, hummus, avocado toast salad. And all their locations, 1,800 plus, are going to start stocking these foods, Good and Gather. Now, I think it's a smart move because everybody wants to eat healthy, you know. And their products are made without artificial flavors, artificial sweeteners, synthetic colors, high fructose corn syrup. And they carry a money-back guarantee. They say, love every bite or your money back. They say it's really about making sure the ingredients are whole, so it's easy for consumers to know what they're buying. So these Good and Gather will have bagged salads, cheese, granola, sparkling water, deli fresh entrees, sides, fruit squeezers, frozen fruit, fresh vegetables, chip and nutrition bars. And it's going to be added to the spring line, and they're going to have a G logo. Now, listen, these grocery stores, the big problem we've had with eating healthy is a lot of people don't have time to cook. You know, when you have to leave the house at 6:37 so you can get to work by 8 because of traffic, and then you don't get home until 6:37 at night, you're not going to have time to cook a three-course meal. So you're going to have to grab something. I mean, our obesity issue, it's we're obese because, you know, we quit smoking, which is good. I mean, we don't want people to smoke, but we, you know, put down cigarettes and, you know, every time we were hungry, we used to smoke. We, you know, may not exercise as much, hit the gym like we used to. We use our cars to go to work or public transportation as opposed to walking because now where we work is farther from where we live. And we, you know, are eating fast and on the run. And when you have to eat on the go or on the run, you eat food with preservatives and those preservatives lower your metabolism. So, you know, this on the run type, okay, we have fresh food that you could grab and eat. Somebody makes the sandwiches for you. That's kind of where we're at right now. People want to eat healthy. They want to lose weight. They really do. I think a lot of people are kind of, you know, skeptical about grabbing the soda pop or grabbing the candy bar. We like it still, but we're starting to feel guilty because, you know, there's been a lot of education on that. But where we got to be careful is a lot of these sandwiches or salads or things like that may have more calories than we think. I can't tell you how many times I'll look at a menu, look at the calorie count, and the salad has more calories than the chicken sandwich, or the chicken sandwich has more calories than the burger. And you're like, okay, whoa. So in order for a restaurant to sell a salad, they're going to have to make it tasty. There may be a sugary syrup on it. There may be cheese added, candied walnuts. You know, you start to add a bunch of that kind of stuff into the candied pecans. Right now, you're up in the calorie count. So, you know, I think Target's kind of, you know, on track. Walmart's on track. But, you know these places are just loving automation. And they're loving the robots. And they're loving able to, you know, still function in case people call out. And so, you know, we are putting ourselves out of the market. Not sure what the answer is, but 1-877-DOCTOR.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this is an interesting study. All right. You know how we don't get enough fluoride? And so we've linked kids' teeth decay, tooth decay, to lack of fluoride. And so we have been fluoridating our water. Our tap water has fluoride in it. Well, now a study is saying that fluoridated water during pregnancy could lower IQs. So this is JAMA Pediatrics, and boy, is this going to get everybody's panties all up in a bunch, because you have a lot of conspiracy theorists out there saying the government should not be, you know, adding things to our water. So this might fuel some more of this. The research is so controversial that JAMA Pediatrics included an editor's note saying the decision to publish it was not easy and that it was subjected to additional scrutiny. According to Dimitri Christakis, editor-in-chief of JAMA Pediatrics and a pediatrician, told the Daily Beast, it is the only editor's note I've ever written. There was concern on the journal's editorial team about how this would play out in the public eye and what the public health implications would be. So about three-fourths of the United States drinks fluoridated tap water. And the CDC declared this as, you know, one of the 10 greatest public health achievements of the 20th century because it dramatically reduces tooth decay. A handful of earlier studies have suggested that prenatal fluoride exposure could affect neurodevelopment, but many experts consider those studies to be substandard. The new study has been vetted by the medical publisher in the U.S. is seen as more rigorous. Now, study co-author Christine Till of York University in Toronto said, when we started in this field, we were told that fluoride is safe and effective in pregnancy. But when we looked for the evidence to suggest that it's safe, we didn't find any studies done on pregnant women. So they recruited 512 pregnant women from six Canadian cities and measured their exposure several ways. They looked at the amount of fluoride in the urine, looked at how much tap water and tea they drank, and compared the fluoride concentration in the community drinking water. Then, when the women's children were three or four, the researchers gave them IQ tests and then crunched the numbers to see if they could find any trends. And they found an association between prenatal fluoride exposure and lower IQ scores in children. And they found 1 milligram per liter increase in concentration of fluoride in urine was associated with a 4.5 decrease in IQ among boys, but not girls. So, the boys of mothers with the most fluoride in the urine had IQs about 3 points lower than boys of mothers with the least amount. So, they said 1 milligram increase per day was associated with a 3.7-point IQ deficit. I've never taken an IQ test. Have you guys? I have never. Remember at school I had to take the CATs, the California Achievement Test, because I was in California? So I remember taking those, and I did pretty well. I remember my parents are like, wow, you're a lot smarter than you look. Because that's not a really smart-looking kid or acting kid. But I did well on those. Never took an IQ test. I have no idea what my IQ is. But what Dr. Green said is the results are significant enough to warrant a change of behavior and maybe recommend lowering fluoride ingestion during pregnancy. So most studies have to be reviewed and, you know, authors won't study it or publish it unless, you know, they, again, the science looks valid and, you know, they think there's no bias and, you know, whatnot. But before publication, the study was subjected to two statistical reviews, and researchers combed through the data more than others to make sure that the results were not skewed by education, income levels, or other factors, meaning this was a pretty damn good study for it to be made, you know, got through. I'm going to be in the process pretty soon of starting to pitch our research studies to publications. And if you didn't have a study that was well thought out and free of bias, you could have limitations to the study and note the limitations, you know, because all studies have limitations. But, you know, if it's not a well-prepared study, the whole study could go to waste. So if you're going to spend any time or money, you need to make sure you rule out a lot of things. And so the JAMA editors were kind of shocked. And, you know, they wanted to make sure they weren't publishing junk science, and they didn't. So, apparently we have not only anti-vaxxers, we have anti-fluoriders. And so fluoride has kind of been a boogeyman in conspiracy circles for decades. We started to fluoridate our water, I guess, in the 1950s. But some people thought it was a Soviet plot to physically and mentally weaken Americans. Apparently the far-right John Birch Society accused the U.S. government using fluoride to usher in socialism. That was, I believe, in the 60s. And so some people think that the fluoridated water is a form of mind control. Others link it to Adolf Hitler, according to the Daily Beast. And then, you know, but for the most part, you know, we in the medical community have found, you know, improved kids' teeth, improved, you know, dental statistics. And if the dentists like it, we in the medical community will back up the dentists. I mean, we will bow to the dentists. Expertise when it comes to the mouth and when it comes to teeth. Because I didn't get enough dental training. We got maybe a half a day, maybe a day or two of dentistry in medical school. Not enough. I wish we had more because the mouth is so important. So if the dentists say, you know what, fluoridate the water, it's good, I'm fine with that. But I got to admit, you know, I get a little nervous about adding things, you know, into what our bodies were designed to absorb, because I think there's always certain exceptions to the rule where too much fluoride could be, you know, bad. Or you have somebody that may not metabolize it well, you know, or for somebody they may react to it. And so, you know, with my kids, you know, they did have some tap water, absolutely, but I didn't necessarily, you know, go crazy with it. And I made sure we brushed their teeth with fluoride. So fluorosis is a concern that people have where there's too much fluoride. And WebMD does a great breakdown of this, but it's where you start to get stains on the teeth, you get surface irregularities, you get pits in the teeth. And so researchers have found in Colorado Springs, those who were native-born had Colorado brown stain teeth, and it was because there were high levels of fluoride in the local water supply. So that made people nervous because, you know, even though this was natural fluoride, they were, you know, concerned that, okay, well, you know, that could be, you know, make you cosmetically deformed, it could maybe affect the teeth. However, those people with the stains had less dental cavities or cavities in general. So then people were like, well, wait a second, okay, cavities, I mean, they're debilitating. You know, you basically become handicapped when you lose your teeth, and having multiple cavities, you know, puts you at a real disservice and a real disadvantage. So they were like, who cares about the staining? Let's get, you know, people's teeth stronger. And so fluorosis could affect, you know, a majority of us if we have the staining and if we start getting pitting in our teeth. In fact, I do have a little bit of that. But we don't really think there's a lot of other medical issues or certain other, shall we say, yeah. See, now I can't find the word. So people are like, that's it. You see, you can't find the word. That's due to your fluoride intake. So fluoride supplements, you know, many vitamins have fluoride supplements for kids. Most water systems have fluoride. We start recommending dental toothpaste with fluoride at least after they're a year. I think after 2 years, I need to double check that. So we, you know, are pro-fluoride, but maybe this one study kind of tells us that we need to kind of take a step back and see what we're giving people who, in a very, very delicate state, you know, may not be able to metabolize it well. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.